That's 800-375-4188.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory. We're going to talk about the Kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is the right to be ruled by God. Are you ruled by God or are you ruled by small G-O-D-S's, small gods, lesser gods? Is there other gods between you and the God of heaven? Have you made covenants with them? Have you bowed down to them? Do you serve them? Do you pray to them? Do you adore them? Well, the truth is most Christians, most Jews, most Hindus, most Muslims have strange gods before them. They have gods many, as Paul says. They do bow down to them. They do pray to them. They do adore them. They do worship them. They do serve them. But they think in their heads that they love the God of creation, the God of life, the God who breathed life into mankind. But in truth, they do not. They love themselves. They love their own comforts. They love their world, because they are of their world. They are a creation of their world. They live in that, they wallow in it, and they don't care that they take bites out of their neighbor. They don't love their neighbor as themselves. Oh, they hug each other at churches. They sing songs of praise, but they do not do it the will of the Father. They are lost sheep. Now, amongst these lost sheep, there are some that would hear God in their hearts and their minds. Many of them don't even go to churches anymore. They found them hollow places. They find them unsatisfactory. They find them hypocritical. But you will find those who have faith in the God of heaven, in the consciousness of God of heaven, speaking to us in our minds and in our hearts. And you will find them everywhere. You will even find them in churches. Who are they? I couldn't tell you. Should we be seeking them? You betcha. Should we be seeking the kingdom ourselves? You betcha. And what is the kingdom? It's the place where God prevails. It's where people do love God, His ways, seek His ways, and love their neighbor as themselves. Because on that precept, all the laws are built, established. If you don't love your neighbor as yourself, you do not love God, because God loves your neighbor as yourself, and if you are made in His image, you would do that. Christ loved His neighbor more than Himself and was willing to sacrifice Himself. Is your minister willing to sacrifice himself for you, or does he want you to sacrifice yourself for him? He wants you to support him. His ego, his arrogance, can appear very humble and not be very humble. You can appear very proud and be very humble. Jesus was one who spoke with authority. He was humble. I mean, he was a rich man. That's a common misnomer that we created in these false doctrines. It says right in the Bible, he was rich and made himself poor. The Apocrypha of the Bible clearly states that Jesus was from a rich, wealthy family. Josephus was, not Josephus, excuse me, Joseph of Arimathea, another Joseph, was one of the richest men in all of the Roman Empire. And he was believed to be the uncle of Jesus Christ. It's actually believed by those who studied the words in detail of the Bible and understand the times and how those words were used in that particular time that Jesus wasn't even a carpenter. Neither was his father. He was a stonemason. That's right, he was a stonemason, not a carpenter. And it's an easy confusion. It's not maybe that big a deal, but this shows you how, because we are fed impressions of what the Bible is saying, that we begin to eat it up as if everything that we hear is gospel. And the truth is, we don't even hear the gospel. It was called the gospel of the kingdom. It was in accordance with the precept upon precept of God, because God is the same yesterday as he is today. He hasn't changed. And the truth is, we haven't changed. History does repeat itself. We went into bondage under Nimrod. He was a mighty provider instead of God, who subjected the people, who stood between God the Father and the people. The Levites never stood between God and the people, not when they were doing what they were told to do in the assignment that was given them and holding the office that was given them. They did not stand between and minister between the God of heaven and the people. They were the servants of the God of heaven, the bond servants of God of heaven. They could own nothing in their own name. But their purpose was to be the ministers of God. A lot of people say, oh, we don't need the Levites anymore. We don't need the priesthood anymore. And most of the people who say that, they were up to their eyebrows in priesthood. And that priesthood is the government, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Social Welfare, Social Security Administration. That's their priest. That's who they sacrifice to. That's who they pray to. That is who is health, education, and wealth for them. The governments of the world today do everything that the Pharisees, the Levites, were asked to do by Moses. They are the religion of the people. Oh, they go to church and sing, but the religion of the people is how they take care of the needy of their society, the widows and orphans of their society. We are not good Samaritans anymore. We are good Babylonians. We pray to Nimrod to be our provider instead of the Lord. We force our neighbor to contribute to our welfare. We pray to men who call themselves benefactors, but never give us anything except what they take away from our neighbor. And we think we're Christians. We think we're followers of Christ. He said, only pray to the Father in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, not our Father who art in Rome, or our Father who art in Washington, D.C., or our Father who art... You know, it's interesting, Tupper Saucy, who I knew many, many years ago, he's passed away now, he wrote Miracle on Main Street, a very thorough researcher, didn't quite see the entire picture, but often researchers are very good at focusing in on certain aspects. And he uncovered that the land upon which Washington, D.C. is now built used to be a giant estate that was cessioned from the state of Maryland. And it was formerly owned by somebody else. And if you look on the original title, it was common, the large estates, it was common to name those estates. It was a way in which to deal with those major giant estates. So they would actually name them. You see, people, when they came here to America, they wanted to actually own their land. U.S. citizens do not own any land today. They have legal title to the land, but that doesn't include the beneficial interest. If they want to use the land, they must pay the use tax, the victual, the tribute. Yes, everybody in the United States who owns legal title to land pays tribute annually to the gods of their government, the ruling judges of their government. They pay a use tax because... And what is that use tax? That allows them to use it. They don't have the right to the milk and honey of their land. They don't own their land. This was a huge dispute in early America. The pilgrims wouldn't even come unless they could actually end up owning land. And now, you pilgrims in the United States own no land. Own no land. You own a legal title, which does not include the beneficial interest. It's only an apparent title. It is the antithesis of the equitable title, which is the one whom the law considers to be the true owner of the property. We discussed this clearly, explained this clearly in Law versus Legal, one of the chapters of the book, The Covenants of the Gods, which we make available to people. We started these groups all over the United States, and some of them are becoming more active than others. But many of these people have not even read these basic books. They go on and on, let's rescind our documents. Where did Moses come in and say, okay, rescind your contracts with the Pharaoh? Well, yeah, he said, stop praying to the Pharaoh. Stop taking your benefits from the Pharaoh. Start taking care of one another. Start learning to be a people of God the Father instead of a people of God the Pharaoh by caring for one another. And he taught them this, and started teaching this in the nick of time because they were about to have a tremendous famine. You know, we're connected with people in many different areas, not just in the religious area of faith, hope, and charity, not just in this network that we just began last month. We have people all over the world, some with 40-foot antennas in their backyard stuck into the ground, listening to the heartbeat of the earth, looking for precursors to quakes to save other people's lives. And in the last 48 hours, they have seen all kinds of things going on in the earth. And they know that the Earth is not independent in the solar system. It is extremely dependent upon the energy that comes from the sun. Global warming? Look at the sun. That's where global warming is coming from. And it's not really global warming, it's global change. There are places that are colder than ever. And there are places that are warmer than ever. There are volcanoes going off under the ocean. Dozens of them. There are places where the ocean is boiling. You look on Stan Dale. Stan, I've known Stan for years. But I don't preach a gospel of fear normally. I don't want to tell you about all the disasters that are going to happen. But you should be aware of that. What's coming? geopolitically, meteorologically, astronomically. There are changes afoot. Jesus warns you about them. Look to, he says, you will see signs in the sun and the moon and the stars include the planets, the word there in the original Greek and Aramaic. Yeah, there are changes afoot, many of them coming soon. Are you ready? Is your government going to save you? Your government lately, in almost every country, and you know, I'm more familiar with the one in the United States, and that's not my government. That's a government, but I am in a government called the church, and that's separate from the state, and so therefore separate from the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the United States recognizes that it has no authority over the church. But the church on the corner, those are corporations of the state. They're preaching the gospel of the state. They won't even marry you except if you get married by the gospel of the state. Not by the gospel of Christ or by the authority of Jesus Christ. They even say it. We marry you by the authority of the state. And they get you to sign contracts with the state to give state more and more power. Every time you apply for a benefit, you give the state more and more power. If they have the, Jefferson said, if they have the power to give you everything you want, they have the power to take it all away. You've been praying to the benefactors who exercise authority, and Christ says it is not to be that way with you. So what's the substitute? The church should be the substitute. All your social welfare needs should be taken care of through the church. All your banking needs should be taken care of through the congregation of the people. But the church hasn't been doing its job. What we call the church, it's not the church. It's an apostate thing that's grown up in our midst and deceived the whole nation. And even, you know, fairly decent ministers who are seeking answers are still looking at the Constitution. The Constitution violates all four laws laid down in Deuteronomy for writing a Constitution if you're going to choose a leader who can exercise authority. All four laws are violated in the Constitution of the United States. It was a step away from the ways of God from the beginning. That's why it was so unpopular with Americans. Had it been put to a vote of the Americans, it would have been voted down. We clearly show this in the series Constitutions, Covenants, and Contracts, CCC. You can put that in different order, Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. It all comes out the same. The whole series, it's on audio, it's in written form, HTML form. It's all on the net, free for you. And we create these groups, this network, and nobody goes and reads that. You need to do your studying. You need to do your homework. You need to understand where the solution really lies if you want to find the solution. People need to take another look at what they have come to believe is true. Because what they have come to believe is true is not true. It is false. They are under a strong delusion. And they need to turn around and find the truth. So what can we do with these networks that we're creating? There are networks in Colorado. They're having a meeting this weekend. I thought they were having a meeting in Houston. It's difficult to say. There are new members in Houston. I should send them in Texas anyway. There are new members there. And they haven't announced the meeting. They should be talking about the meeting that they want to have in Houston, what they hope to do, what they hope to accomplish. Now, some of the exchanges on these network groups are certainly going to be personal exchanges, you know, telling a little bit about what you think about health, about this, that, and the other thing. And we have a lot of preconceived notions about, you know, we want to rescind documents. That's really popular amongst the so-called patriot movement. You know, rescind our documents and stuff. You know what that does? You know, if you rescind your documents, you don't have Social Security number anymore. You're not going to get a driver's license anymore. You're not going to get any of those things anymore. That's great. Fine. But when they go to food rationing, you're not going to get any food anymore either. They go to gas rationing, and you're driving around without your license. You're going to be driving around without fuel ration stamps. You don't think they're going to go to rationing? Oh, okay. What are they going to do when there isn't enough food? It's the first thing they're going to do. You're not going to be allowed. There'll be armed men at your grocery store, and they're not going to let you in unless you got their ID. So are you ready for that? I mean, there isn't even going to be enough food in the store if they give you your ration coupons. There isn't 6 months' supply of grain in this country. When I was working on wheat farms in North Dakota, there was 6-7 years' supply. And you sit there and you go to the store and you think it's going to stay that way? Well, okay, you can think that. But you're under strong delusion. The United States is, well, as many other countries, and that's why our network extends to Australia and New Zealand. And we will extend it anywhere where people want to seek the kingdom. And that's very important to do that. Troy and Jeannie, they came back from Haiti. They've been doing missionary work there. They're now in Tennessee. And we hope they'll come out and visit us. They want to. Do others want to come out and visit? I should probably announce that on the 26th to 28th, that weekend of the Day of Atonement, we will greet you. Come on out. Camp. We've got lots of camping areas. There's an RV park right next door to where I'm sitting now. There's 900 acres we can camp you out on with running streams and artesian wells. And you can camp there. You can camp at the lake below us where there's boating and fishing, water skiing, whatever. It's just an eighth of a mile below us. Public access, public camping, free camping there too. The mountains just down the road. You can see them right here that rise up, Fremont. Wonderful area to go camping in, hiking in, whatever. All available. And we'll spend every evening with you. We'll spend much of the day with you talking about our prayers and our hopes and our understanding of the kingdom and the gospel of the kingdom. You want to come? Let us know you want to come, and we'll prepare as much as we can, but come prepared for yourself. Kingdom of Heaven is not about free handouts. It's about taking care of one another. If you can't even take care of yourself, probably shouldn't come. You should be working on how to learn how to take care of yourself so that you can also, part of the time, help take care of others. That's what you want to do. You don't want to get together with a bunch of people that are scared to death because there's going to be earthquakes and famines and corrupt governments and you know, all the things that we see and hear coming. You don't want to get together with all the people that are scared to death. You want to get together with men for Christ, men who are courageous, women who are courageous and industrious, and people who understand the weightier matters that Jesus talked about, justice and mercy and law. You don't want to be bound up with a lot of people who want to put you under all kinds of other authorities. You want to come together with people who want to set you free, who care about your freedom as much as they care about their own. That's what these networks are for, and every group should have already elected a contact minister who has volunteered to do that very thing, find and seek others who love the gospel of the kingdom.
Sometimes our .com server goes down, so don't forget, we have a backup.
firstamendmentradio.net. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from firstamendmentradio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at firstamendmentradio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you? Hi, Nicholas here. I used to lug those big jugs to the market to fill with water from those coin-operated filter machines, 25 cents a gallon or 5 gallons for a buck. I used to. Then I got the big Berkey. Now I save my back and hundreds of dollars, too. I was paying $600 for the same 3,000 gallons of water that a pair of black Berkey filters will provide from my own tap for only $99. This means that your Berkey water system will entirely pay for itself with only 1,500 gallons of use, and then you will still have 1,500 gallons left before you need to replace the filters. Do the math. Stop throwing your money away on bottled water and filter dispensers that may or may not be delivering as promised. For a limited time, First Amendment Radio is offering 10% off on the most popular Berkey water systems. Visit the shopping page at firstamendmentradio.com or call us at 559-781-3773 for more information. Leave your name and address and we'll send you this special offer. Do it now. First Amendment Radio is an authorized distributor of Berkey products.
Welcome back to Keys of the Kingdom. We're talking about the government of God. We're talking about the fact that governments of the world are going to let you down, that you're going to face very hard times. We just heard a commercial for Berkey water filters from the radio station that gives us airtime here. We're actually looking for other radio stations to add programs to. We will always remain faithful to First Amendment Radio, because they gave us our first spot on the air. But the idea of buying a Berkey water filter, that's a very good idea, because drinking water is going to become very good, wholesome, healthy drinking water. It is already somewhat difficult to find, but I'm talking about serious shortages of good drinking water worldwide. This is why the Bush family has moved a huge complex, along with the Moonies and many other extremely wealthy group, are building a big, huge country-size gathering of wealthy people and paramilitary people in a remote part of South America, sitting on top of the largest freshwater aquifer in the world, because they know that fresh drinking water, healthy, good drinking water, is going to be hard to find. The lack of good drinking water is going to kill millions and millions and millions of people throughout the world. It always does in these conflicts and these difficult times. That's why when the Israelites, somebody wrote me this morning from Texas, and I already responded to the Texas group, I may put that into a newsletter eventually, some of that same information. But they were laboring under the assumption that Moses and Abraham just simply led the people out of places like Egypt and Haran. They actually mentioned Ur, but Terah is actually who took them out of Ur, which was the father of Abraham. But Terah built a new city like Ur, which they called Haran. He named it after his son, who was put to death in Ur. And it was the same thing. It was a city-state, like that of Cain, like that of Nimrod, like that of Pharaoh, like that of Caesar, like that of Obama. Rome was not such a city-state originally. It was built more in the fashion of Israel. It was a free nation. It was a republic. Israel is listed as one of the earliest republics. And I have no doubt that the early Romans, when they cast out the Etruscan kings, they were trying to set up something similar to that which Israel was. They were dependent upon the hearth, the families, gathering together. If you wanted to get married, you went and asked permission of your father. You didn't go ask permission of the state. They didn't have marriage licenses in Rome until the Caesars. Oh, they had some semblance of it, but it wasn't compulsory. Birth certificates. They had some birth certificates with the first Caesar, but that was only so that you could obtain benefits from Caesar, because Caesar was your patronus. Our Father who art in Rome, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, when thy will be done. He giveth us our daily bread. That's what you've done. Obama giveth you your daily bread today. And every one of you out there who is a citizen of the United States, pray to Obama that he continues to give you your daily bread and forgives you your trespasses. You are worshiping false gods. This is what the Bible is talking about. Yes, if you owe Caesar, pay Caesar. If you owe a tally of bricks to Pharaoh, pay your tally of bricks. But start looking to one another to obtain benefits by faith, hope, and charity and the perfect law of liberty. You're not ready for freedom. Rescinding your documents is a joke. If you are not also, with even more fervency, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is tending to the weightier matters of caring for the needy of your society, no matter how needy they are, you will be needy in the future. Every single one of you, I don't care how good you are at survival, you are needy of others. No man is an island. But in the kingdom, you come together bound tightly together by faith, hope, and charity. In the world, you're just bound together by contracts, covenants, by application, by participation. And you think you can untie that Gordian knot simply with recension forms? Go ahead. Make their day. They will laugh when they see you starving outside of Safeway, parked on the side of the road, out of fuel with your Kingdom of Heaven driver's license. Because you have no fuel. You have no community. You have no mutual assurance. I spoke with a minister in Tennessee yesterday, and he was getting involved with a system called mutual assurance, where you get this document just by filling out these forms, and you get this document back, and you wave that at the police, say, oh, I'm mutually assured, because I accept the responsibility for da-da-da-da. But that's not mutual assurance. Mutual assurance does operate by faith, hope, and charity. Nobody has to help you out if you accidentally have an accident. We don't have to be good Samaritans. And, you know, you have an accident on the side of the road, and suddenly you have a tremendous financial responsibility that devastates you and your family because you actually caused an injury. You know, you blinked. It could happen. But there's no mutual assurance. You're just self-insured. And not very well often. And no evidence of any real self-insurance. You have a falsified document there insinuating there's some kind of mutual assurance. that somehow some group is backing you and saying, this is one of our brothers, and if he causes a problem, we will help him out because we're all good Samaritans at heart. No, that's not what you're doing. That's a fiction and a fraud. The real kingdom, that's what you got. You got 10 families come together, form a congregation. You're watching each other's back. You're the buddy system times 10. See, that would be the buddy system times 5, but it basically, you should get the idea without being mathematical purist. But you see, that's what the kingdom was. 10 families got together. Why do you think there were 120 names in the upper room and 12 apostles? Why do you think that everywhere you look, Germany, France, Italy, that people were gathered together in families of 10? It didn't begin with Christ. It began way back with Moses and probably even farther back with Abraham. People gather together in actual mutual assurance systems of faith, hope, and charity. Nobody, you know, nobody had to support you if you had an accident or you got an injury or you hurt yourself. Nobody had to do it. They did it because they loved one another. That's what Christ's talking about. But that's not what you're doing in your churches. If somebody has an accident in your church, well, weren't you insured? If somebody gets sick, well, go to the welfare office. Somebody gets unemployed, well, that's not my responsibility. We're just going to sing here in church. You take the Lord's name in vain when you call yourself a church. You aren't doing what Christ said. You're not doing what the first century. 150 A.D., huge apology written by Justin the Martyr, called the Martyr because he was eventually killed, but he wrote a letter to Antoninus Pius, the emperor, and we still have it. There's some poor translations floating around, but basically it's there. The Eucharist of Christ wasn't wafers of bread. It was sacks of grain. Why? Because people were starving at times. And who became the next emperor after Antoninus Pius? Well, you all know that, right? You studied your history. Marcus Aurelius. There's his books up there. The Meditation of Marcus Aurelius. Sounds like a good Episcopalian. But he persecuted Christians more officially than any other emperor. But he was the golden age of emperors. Wonderful guy. Believed in taking care of one another, civic responsibility, being good families. But he persecuted Christians. Why? Because he made it mandatory that you get a birth certificate within 30 days. With the Treasury Department or your local registrar, because you were collateral for the debt of Rome. You were surety for the government of Rome. And Marcus Aurelius was the patronus of Rome. Our Father who art in Rome, hallowed be thy name. We pray to you for our daily bread and for forgiveness. But the Christians didn't. The Christians refused to get those birth certificates because they knew it was used to apply for benefits from a man who called himself a benefactor but exercised authority one over the other, which the Christians knew they were not to be like. Don't you get it? This is why what should have been for your welfare has become a snare. Paul told you that. This is why you have become merchandise, human resources, surety for debt, all of which the Bible preaches against. And you sit there in your churches, you sing, and you think you're praying to God the Father. Weep for what comes. Weep for yourselves. Because you have betrayed Christ. Because you have been betrayed by your ministers. Because they have been betrayed by their teachers in seminaries across the land. Now, if you think we're preaching the gospel, if you think we are calling you back to the true gospel of repentance, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel that saves men in this world and the next, Can you live your life coveting your neighbor's goods, praying to benefactors who exercise authority, bowing down to the gods of the world, and think you're going to heaven when you die? Stop kidding yourself. You're taking bites out of your neighbor to the benefactors who exercise authority? And you think you're going to heaven? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You need to start seeking it. Every one of you should be a subscriber to the Kingdom News List, the Living Stones List, all the same thing. Every one of you. You should fill out the long form. Every one of you should join one of the network groups. Go to the website, hisholychurch.info. Go up there, it says network, drop down, local groups, locate groups. Go there, find your state, find your country. Click on that, join that local group, and elect a contact minister. Say, who on this group? The first thing you say, I am from Alabama. Who on this group will volunteer, unless you want to volunteer, to be the contact minister for me? Even if you, I will be a contact minister for two people, two or more people on this group, and I will even, and if no one wants to elect me, I want to elect somebody else to be a contact minister who will be a contact minister for me. Because that's what you do, is that two or more people elect a contact minister, say, you be my contact, and you can change that anytime. You don't have to wait 4 years to throw the bum out if he's not doing a good job. If you see someone else on the group doing a good job, you can say, hey, I want to change my vote over to this guy. As soon as you get 10 or 12 guys that are your contact minister for, you need to find another contact minister, because you're not going to be able to do a good job, because that contact minister is going to give you a call once a week and say, how are you guys doing? He's going to come by your house if you're close enough. And he's going to keep looking for more people till every one of you are close enough, within walking distance of 9 other families who care about your rights as much as you care about theirs, who care as much about your welfare as you care about theirs. It's not about filling out forms. We have forms. The forms just help us keep track of who you are, and they can act as a marker to bar the invasion of other governments that operate by something other than faith, hope, and charity and the perfect law of liberty. This is what Israel was doing in Egypt. They were learning to pray to God the Father and live by faith, hope, and charity. Have you learned to do that? Are you in a community that's learned to do that? If you aren't, you better start seeking it. And that's the purpose of the network, to seek that community. There are people everywhere who will get this message. As the world lets them down, betrays them, abuses them, there will be more and more people that wake up to the pain of that tyranny and say, there's got to be something better than this. And they will be ready and ripe to hear the gospel of the kingdom. You want us to find more people? Support us. Yeah, send us some money. Send us some aid. Send us some help. We could use all the help you can get. Help us get on other radio stations in your local area. You know any? This is what contact ministers could be doing. You could be supporting your contact minister so he can take the time to find other radio stations that we can go on. Find other men who can preach the gospel of the kingdom. Other men who have cracked the books, study, understand how it works and how it should work if you are to be a free people. The ministers you got in your local churches, they have delivered you into bondage. They don't know. Now, some of them were willing to learn, and we're working with those. And those who have congregations of 3,000 people in the Carolinas need to start forming his church congregations of record. They can keep their existing churches. The one in Tennessee that's not incorporated. It should become a church of record. They don't have to change their name. We don't make them change their name. They don't come under our authority. They become a part of our network as a church of record. You don't register and come under our authority. We're not bringing anybody under our authority. We're not the benefactors who exercise authority. We're the benefactors who exercise service. We don't create offices of authority. We create offices of service. We try to bring together people who want to serve one another. We don't preach a gospel of fear that brings you in, oh, if you don't get a Social Security number, you won't have anybody to take care of you. Well, why not? Don't you know anybody that has faith, hope, and charity? Don't you know any good Samaritans? You don't. You need to find them. That's what we're doing. We're looking for the lost sheep who hear the voice of Christ. We're looking for the lost sheep who have been lost in the wilderness and really want to turn around and come back to the ways of the Lord. Do you want to find those people? Help us do that. Very simple. How you help us do that, that's up to you and God. God will tell you how to help us. We're not going to make it. We're not going to twist you. We don't have any SWAT teams to kick in your doors. We're the other government. We're the good guys, okay? We're not going to force your offering. You have to do that. You don't want to give anything? Great. You want to be free? Run for it. You want to walk the plank? Jump ship? I hope you can swim. Have at it. We're not going to drag you into the kingdom. We're not going to twist your arm. We're not going to force you through the gate. We showed you the gate. The network is the gate. Because the network is operating by faith, hope, and charity. It's built according to the specifications of Christ. Because he's the door. He's the way it works. But you got to go through it. You know, you got to say, yeah, well, I want to be, you know, you can't even get on the network deals unless somebody approves you. And we don't have a lot of criteria. There's a few that we haven't approved because we know who they are. We can't know everybody. That's why we need contact ministers. I don't know everybody in Texas. I can't go to Texas. Now, I'm going to be going to New York. By the way, the fall gathering on the 26th and 28th, we will carry that over through the 3rd, from the 3rd to the 10th. And we're going to, you can just go straight on through. By the 10th in this community, duck hunters will approach by the thousands. So we may close things up earlier than that. But the fact is, you're coming with your own tent, your own RV. You can stay in a local motel. You can stay one day. You stay 2 days. You can stay 10 days. You won't even be able to get a motel room by the 10th, though. There'll be camping places because we got spots to put up tents for miles and miles. We'll put on astronomy meets. We'll talk campfire talks. There's a lot of things I won't talk about on the radio. There's a lot of things I don't put on the net. And if you want to hear them, you got to come here. And we'll talk about them around the campfire. We'll put up yurts. You can put up your own tents. We'll have some beef available. We'll have some lamb available. But you better bring your own provisions. That's the way the Feast of the Tabernacle was. And you're supposed to bring a little extra and provide for the Levites because that's your government. If you don't want to, don't come. Hey, it's a free country, right? Now, there's a lot more bears and lions and wolves out there than there were when the pilgrims came. And they walk upright on two legs. But if you want to be free, you can walk amongst them, all by your lonesome. If you want to do what Jesus said, you better come together in the character of Christ and tend to the weightier matters of law, justice, and mercy. You need to become those good Samaritans. You need to find the other people who hear that voice. That still voice that says, love God. Love the ways of God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You need to find the people who are hearing that in their hearts and their minds and are looking for an alternative. That alternative is before you. It's at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You need to read the books, Covenants of the Gods, That Kingdom Come, the Free Church Report. You need to read these articles and understand why Jesus said, call no man father. Why the Corbin of the Pharisees made the Word of God to none effect. Because it was like the Social Security system that makes you an employee of the federal government. You are a citizen of the federal government and a resident in your state. The state, recently, Chuck Baldwin, like his son, wrote an article about the sovereignty of the states, and you know, Alaska just passed a deal on the sovereignty of the states. What are you talking about? Are you nuts? There's no sovereignty in the states of Oregon, Washington, Alaska, or any such thing. Everybody in it are citizens of the United States and residents of the states, including the senators and congressmen and governors of the state. Your human resources, your merchandise of the United States federal government, who is in debt up to its ears and is now creating debt beyond the ears. You are drowning in a sea of debt from which you will never escape. I know people actually thinking about getting Social Security numbers, never had them. And they want to do it because they're afraid that they don't have insurance and they might go into debt forever. Well, go get a Social Security net number and you are in debt forever. Can you just rescind that? It's an irrevocable thing. Now, there is a way out, a very detailed way out. It's described by Christ, described by Moses, described by Abraham in the Old and in the New Testament. It is a spiritual journey as well as a physical journey, but it is a physical journey as well as it is a spiritual journey. It is not an emotional journey. Although you can take your emotions with you. Emotions are a great tool. You hear me using them when I'm speaking now. To emphasize, I'm not carried away by my emotions. I use them like a tool. When I swing a hammer, the hammer is in my control. It doesn't control me. Now, I used to have a 20-pound sledge. That's pretty near to control you. We'd stand up on a big cart and pound in these posts. If you missed the post, the hammer took over. But anyway, that's enough today for about the kingdom of heaven on this program. But get on the network. Seek the kingdom. Seek the others seeking the kingdom. Come together. Find yourselves with love. Till we meet again, may peace be upon your house.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.